Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
Morning X headlines. We miss and share with the news, so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Lorenz and Lorenz, injured in an accident. Why does it smell like Christmas in Deb's house?
It totally does.
Coming up in just a moment. Hold on for that. Parents, here is your 8-second warning. I'm about to play the B word. I'm about to do the B word thing.
No, don't do the B thing.
2, 1. Do we have a new baby shark on our hands, ladies and gentlemen?
I don't know. There wasn't a baby shark for a long time before this. I don't even remember what it was.
What was the prequel to Baby Shark?
Oh, Shapoopy?
Shapoopy?
There's some like German weird creature thing that had a theme song.
Shapoopy?
Shapoopy. Shapoopy. Da 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 da.
I mean, that's a Family Guy episode.
But that's based on a real thing.
That was a real thing?
I thought.
I don't know. I just thought that was Tom Brady.
I've never heard of that.
It's not Tom Brady. Yeah.
Maybe it is just Family Guy thing.
Peter Griffin, when he joined the New England Patriots, he scored a touchdown and did a whole dance, a song and dance number. Shapoopy, Shapoopy. But she will love you yet. But you will win her yet.
It's an
iconic piece of pop culture,
okay,
Deb.
Okay,
come on.
Sorry.
Yeah, this one.
But it was a thing before that?
But from the Music Man movie, 1962,
I'm going to go ahead and say that was not the prequel to Baby Shark.
I'm Googling what was before Baby Shark. I'll let you know if I get results.
Okay, good. Do you know about the Fleep Flap?
I don't know if you can say that on the radio.
The Fleep Flap is tearing it up in the Netherlands right now.
Oh.
I'm not sure if it's just Flip Flap, but it's Netherlandian.
No, I think it's Fleep Flop.
Because, it's got an extra E in there. I guess there's a video of the mashup. I don't know. Here's the new baby shark.
Flip, flap, floop a doob a bop, a floop a doob a beep, oh flop. Flip, flap, floop a doob a bop, a floop a doob a bop, oh flip. Flip, flip, flap, floop a doob a bop, a floop a doob a bop, oh flop. Flip, flap, floop a doob a bop, a floop a doob a bop, oh flop.
Coronavirus lockdown has really done a number on some people. I know it pushed me to my limits this summer.
You know, I'm enjoying this?
What is to enjoy?
This is fun.
The stupidity.
I mean, I don't love it, but I don't hate it.
It's because it's the first time you've heard it.
I feel the same about it as I do about Baby Shark. I'm like, yeah, it's fun.
Well, you know what it was before Baby Shark? Crazy Frog.
Oh, that.
Crazy Frog
was huge.
That's one of those things.
Jay, look it up in your system over there. It might actually be in there because I'm pretty sure we've played Crazy Frog.
I ain't got no Crazy Frog over here.
Oh, my God. My nephew loved Crazy Frog.
Hang on. Now it's coming back to me. On a Crazy Frog.
Oh, for God's sake.
Is that not it?
No.
What about It's Raining Tacos?
No.
Was that popular enough?
That's just a quality jam.
I feel like that's viral on our
chocolate
show.
Chocolate Rain?
Oh, Chocolate Rain was good. Tweet at us at Jason and Deb. What are we missing out on? What are the worst songs that you parents were subjected to years ago? And
why is it got
to
be the worst song?
Are you being subjected to Fleep Flap?
I feel like there's some parents out there who dig on the Baby Shark. All right.
I doubt it, Jason.
I've
heard it way too many times.
Toddlers listening, make sure you get at your parents for the Fleep Flop.
Since no one is going.
Oh, God damn it.
That's what you get.
I clicked off the flip flop.
That's what you get.
What do you think this is? Let's see.
Since no one is going anywhere, nowhere fun at least.
Oh.
Here's a quick bit.
Oh, is that Chris Hemsworth doing a...
Yeah, affirmation.
Yeah, that's nice.
We might do that later.
You've ruined everything.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
What up, X? Jason, Deb, the Morning X. All right, well, there's like a million suggestions about what was the prequel to Baby Shark.
Okay,
Lady Kyle says, my first brain said, what's the fox say?
Oh.
My second brain went to the hamster dance, which was when we were kids. I don't remember hamster dance. The system is down, just says badger, 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 badger.
I don't know that one.
Mushroom, mushroom.
Badger, 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 badger.
Mushroom, mushroom.
Badger, 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 badger.
Mushroom, mushroom.
Badger, 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 badger.
Ding. Mushroom. We just did it. Something else happened.
We did it.
That was...
If that's not it, we just made the next one. We made Baby Shark Part 3. I'm a gummy bear.
Never heard of it.
From 2007, says Beetle Jugo. Sweet ass handle. Raina says, my friend's kids used to subject them to yelling the cowboy song.
I don't know that one either.
Shane says the guacamole song. If you're talking about guacamole pants, that song is still in production, Shane. Sucktones.
Don't steal
once
it.
Once you hear guacamole pants, yeah. That thing ain't ever getting
out
of here.
I googled the cowboy song and it gave me a Garth Brooks thing. I don't think that's it.
Jehu Jamie says the Barney theme song.
You know, I was thinking that when you said the first said like what was the original one? The Barney, isn't it? I love you,
you love me.
We're a happy family with a great big not Patty Watt. Give a dog a bone. This old man came rolling home.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I remember that because my little sister, she's 7 years ish younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And we recorded Barney on VHS tape for her, but only like one. So it was like maybe 6 episodes.
Aww.
And she would watch it over and over and over again. Also, kids, this was before Baby Bop was actually Baby Eyes. She used to be just saying, height is Barney. Super freaky. But then they went and made her a little small Baby Bop.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
White Ranger Gill says, y'all old AF before Baby Shark was Pineapple Apple Pen.
We're not old. We just don't have kids.
And there's a kid-centric song.
I mean, we are
song.
Old, but it's not because we're
says,
old.
It's called it.
Oh, PPAP. I know that.
PPAP.
Pineapple Pen, Pineapple Apple Pen.
Yeah. What? How's it go?
I can't do it, but just there's this guy. It's... You have to just play it.
White Ranger Gill says there's a kid-centric song called Let It Go, which I assume is the iconic line from Indiana Jones 3.
Mm-hmm. No.
Indiana.
No, I would say that the whole movie Let It Go.
That's funny. If you could do that song, but to have it be a Sean Connery voice. Yes.
I just did a Sean Connery voice. What are you talking about?
But can you do the entire Let It Go song? Can you sing it in that voice?
Yeah, that's good, because there was a chance you'd lost all your voices when you had your concussion.
Oh, no, no, no. They're coming back. Coming back like crazy, man.
That's just, you know, close your eyes. Sean Connery's right here. It's like, what happened?
All right.
He punched me.
Three sleeps until Halloween. A month's worth of sleeps until Thanksgiving. Seems a little early for Christmas time, but when the spirit of Christmas exists in your heart.
Knew this would happen.
You just threw on the best version of Last Christmas in your house and it made it smell like Christmas Day?
No, my house smells like Christmas, and this song doesn't help, Jason.
No.
Because R.I.P. George Michael, we won't have him this year for Christmas.
They're keeping the spirit alive of George Michael. There you go.
Yesterday was the first day, what is it, the 27th of October. Should we mark this day with, you know, some type of fanfare? I don't know. Put the heating on in the house.
Oh, yeah, me too.
First day yesterday.
Lucky you guys.
What?
Do you not
have heating?
Apparently, if we hit a certain temperature, the heating gets turned on. But based on how cold it was in my room, we have not hit it yet.
Whoa. No, my house, when I came home from work yesterday, my living room was 62 degrees. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that would be great if it was the summertime. I'd be loving it.
Yeah.
I usually keep my house at around 74. If I in my bedroom, I'll keep it colder because I have two separate units.
Man, that sounds insanely hot to me. 74. I'm like 72, maybe.
74 is a little. Look, I grew up running the AC.
It's probably fine.
My mom taught me to run it at 82, which now I'm like, what's wrong?
The bedroom at 68. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Is that a real thing? You said if it was summertime, it was 62. That'd be great. How come 62? You come home. And today it's cold, but if you came home on July 4th and it was 62, you'd
love
be like,
it.
Hell yeah.
Because it's disgusting outside, and then you go inside and it's like refreshing.
But eventually your body would feel the same, right?
Eventually sitting in a 62, you'd feel cold if you weren't coming in and out again. But you don't want to do that in the winter. But I guess it must be the dust or something. I don't know how HVAC units work. All right, look.
You have Christmas fairy dust in your ducts.
I'm a grown woman. I understand many things. I know how many CFMs I have in my extractor fan in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, wow. I know
stuff.
Over 9,000.
Bragger.
It's what?
Over 9,000.
Oh, that's crazy, Nick. It's 900 and something. That's really good.
It's off by a zero, sorry.
It's really good, but not that good.
What have you had 9,000 in your, what is it?
CFMs?
Yeah. Would you just like, if you walked,
we would have lost so many alfies.
If you walked into the kitchen,
it's like
when somebody opens the door on an airplane.
Yeah.
Bye. It's like Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, except you're not going anywhere.
It would
good.
Just be launching stuff like out of Deb's roof of her house just into orbit.
That would be a fun game. Goodbye, cat. Especially when they sit on the vent up there. I guess it must be, is it the dust? Smart people, you know, we've got HVAC people listening. You guys are smart. That's a skill I wish I knew anything about.
Mm-hmm.
How does it work? How do you make the air cold? It's magic to me. Absolutely magic. But then how does the same system make the air hot?
Well,
I mean, it's different systems.
Yeah, it's a different system.
It's two systems?
Yeah. The cooling system.
Oh, I guess, when I think about that, there's
like
things
the coils
out there.
And the freons, and it takes
and the
sucks the air
there.
In, and it spins it through the coldness, and then it shoots it back out. And so it's, here's some cold air, give me your warm air, it's back.
Yeah, yeah. And then...
I assume the heating...
It's a different part of it heats it.
And then the hot air that sucks
the, hair goes
sucks
by the
air in, and it makes it hot, and then it spits it out again.
Are you talking about the smell?
Yes.
That's the dust.
Is that that's the smell of Christmas to me?
That's
the smell of Christmas.
I thought it was going to be some sort of cinnamony or pine tree.
Do you get it, Nick?
Yeah. I go back to my mom's house.
And you're like, ooh, it's cold.
You
might get a whiff of a burned stick or something if you have a real fireplace. My next door neighbor, someone had a fire going yesterday. I walk in the door. I've got a little bit of fire stench outside. Come in. Got the AC there. Heat going with the dust. Ah, oh, that's my Christmas dust up there.
Yeah, it's a weird association thing.
Oh,
but
I'm glad it's someone else because and then this morning I woke up, I turned the AC off in my bedroom overnight because I like it cool in there and I get to wear my new jammies. Big fan of jammies, guys.
All right.
Real big fan of jammies.
You know what I did yesterday?
I
got to bust out my Homer Simpson house shoes that I've had forever that are gross and dirty.
Yeah.
Oh, house shoes, man. I almost brought them to work today.
I put on my Tiger King thermal socks that San Antonio guy bought me summer. I will wear them to work one day. But I bought my slipper. I have my slippers at work now because, it's COVID time.
Yeah.
Who cares? I was wearing flip-flops this year and it was cold, so I put my... Anyway, never mind. Yeah. But now I don't have my slippers at home, but I've got my Tiger King socks. Had those on. Ooh, had two blankets on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just great.
See, that's how I knew I turned the heat on yesterday as well because I don't like wearing socks. Is it just my inherent flip-flop guyness?
You're a flip-flop guyness.
Because, I would never just wear socks around the house. And yesterday I was like, my feet are cold.
Is it because...
feces are cold.
Gotta get those socks on.
Is it a feel thing? Or do you just like admiring your model quality feet, as you put it?
I have one model quality foot. My right foot is garbage, okay? When diabetes takes one of my feet, it better be the right foot, okay? It better be the right foot.
Oh, no.
I want you to take a picture of your feet and just put it next to a picture of the twins, the Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito thing.
Mm.
Like one of your feet got all the good genes, the other one just got all the leftover stuff.
I think it's abuse, okay?
Did you play soccer a lot when you were a kid?
No. I sliced it open one time, so I got a stitches scar. I've rolled the F out of it.
Oh, that's your cankle?
Yeah. I got one like crazy hammer toe. I don't even know how I did that. That might just be a birth defect.
That's genetic.
But my left foot... Well, if it was genetic, wouldn't it go to both of my... I only have...
Sometimes weird things happen like that.
Yeah. Also, all your toes are hammer toe. Your nails come at weird angles.
That's because I keep them tightly manicured. Keep them
your
high
toes?
And tight.
Keep your toes high and tight.
That's right.
Do your toenails curve around your toe, or do they go out?
No, that's like you're curve like around.
You're a curvy claw dude.
Yeah, you got claw feet.
I don't know the answer because I don't let them get out that curvy like that, okay? I ain't got no talons going on.
I can just tell by
keep them high and tight, all right?
Yeah.
You got to tuck that thing in, you get it caught on a tripwire, all right?
But he's got fluff in between his little toe and his second toe.
Oh,
fluff?
Oh, for sure.
Fluff.
For sure.
Toe fluff.
Get out of here, toe shamer. Mm-hmm. Hang on, Nick. You don't have control over the thermostat? You're not permitted access to
I mean, I, if I if I said something, I could probably be like, hey, it's cold. You might turn it on. But the room lord literally told me, because he's been in Chicago.
You know
again.
Where it is, right? You can walk up to the thermostat on the wall.
There's one downstairs.
But you got to program. If you're programming it, if you're programming, like I think your room lord is doing it, it's how I do it this time of year. Because on Saturday, it's going to be a high of 73. Mm. So if my house is warmed up enough and it won't keep some of that cold air, I'll have to have the AC on and the heat on, like, in the same day.
Yeah.
So you set that it's a setting you do. You don't do that on yours, Jay? Like, because those days, you'll have it this week where it'll be freezing and you want the heat, and then all of a sudden you're like, my God, it's boiling. I want the cold.
Turn the air back on.
Look, here's the deal.
Thursday.
And room lord, earmuffs. He doesn't charge me for utilities, for like electricity or water or anything like that. It's just a flat fee for everything to live there.
How are you
there?
Not rich with this whole...
don't worry about my... Hey, get out of my wallet.
Yeah.
All right? Get out of my wallet. But yeah, he doesn't charge me any of those things. So I'm like, I'm not paying for the gas or whatever heats it. So I'm do whatever you want, and I'll just go put on an extra sweater or something.
Okay. But it was cold for you in there yesterday?
It might be like he's got the lowest set point on 62 or something.
I also just seem to always have that room
the
in the house
room.
That's either cold or hot, whatever you don't want it to be.
Yeah.
Like in the summertime, it's so hot up there.
Yeah.
Maybe because I'm smoking it out, but.
And didn't you break your fan as well?
I broke the thing that lets me turn it off. So to turn off, I can't turn off the light on my fan from the pull chain.
Mm-hmm.
And so I managed to get it to where the light is on if the fan is on. And so I just use the switch by the wall, but that's all the way by the door. So if I want my fan on, light has to be on.
Oh, that's horrible.
I have a tower fan that's fine if I need the light off. So, yeah, it's...
Oh, my God.
Like, it's a very precarious situation.
Yeah,
I don't
mess
want to change
with it.
Anything
don't
too much.
The
like, yeah, just, it's all... There's also, like, a weak spot in my floor, because I have on the second floor, that you can, like, literally go up there and just, like, feel it, the board's bending down. And so I'm like, well, just don't walk on that spot.
Stay away from that area.
Don't walk on that spot.
Yep.
You're going to put your foot through the thing one day.
I did that at my mom's house in the garage.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Juana Maynard says that smell is the heating coil that haven't been used. Heating coils that haven't been used all year.
Yeah, the dusting.
Also,
on it.
It's not Freon, right? Jason. Proper word is refrigerant. Do we not have Freon anymore? Is that a thing? Mm-hmm. When I was
maybe that's
kid?
An old.
I feel like Freon's going to be like the brand name. So now refrigerant is just like if you get the generic. Totally guessing.
Zach from New Braunfels says I like to keep my house at 69 degrees.
Nice.
I do. I keep it. Tesla thermostat at 69 just because of it. I was like,
you're such a cool guy.
I was like, I don't know. I never had a thing to cool set it on. And I was like, let's try this, see how it feels.
Oh,
and it felt great.
Good.
69
yeah.
feels good.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
What X? Jason, Deb, the Morning X. Hang on. Is this the one that's going to do something funky at the end?
Oh, yeah,
hang
but
on.
It is.
Hang on. I'm going to wait.
This is not good radio.
He's coming. There he is.
Let's hack that thing
Why?
Off. Why is that?
Why'd you do that?
What are you doing? Strokes?
Nick, didn't you say you were just going to go in there and do that? Because it scared us. Jason, we played it when you were out. I think it crept up on me and Nick, and we were
Which also, yeah, like, I'm watching out for misplaying things, and I'm known for not turning it off auto, and it's like, yeah, that's disaster for me.
Put you in a safe
so
ship
sweats.
Panic.
Kiko Kalua tweets to Jason and Deb, says, I set all my thermostats and audio dials to even numbers. The only odd number I'll use is 5. Anyone else?
Yeah, girl. Anyone? I didn't even realize it. I don't think I'll set on an odd because I've got my...
Zero.
I've got my lowest... If it hits 66, the heat will come on. And if it hits 74...
It's just like a
the
weird...
The air will come on.
Tick type thing that you're doing.
I didn't realize I'd ever done that, but no, you're right. Odd numbers are weird. They're called odd for a reason.
I got no beef with odd numbers. I do anytime I set the cruise control. It's got to be for like a significant number, like
110.
I never set it at 110. I've never, you know what? I never discussed that. I found out somebody pussified my Tesla. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Software updates come out all the time, and I just hit install or whatever. But when I first got it, you could get it. You could set the autopilot cruise control anytime you want. So, sometimes I would get on the toll road, and I'd get it up to 101, and I'd set it on autopilot because I work at 101X, all right? Sometimes I'd be going 88, and I would set it at 88 because when this thing hits 88, you're going to see some serious... Yeah, and so it's got to be a fun number that I land on. Sometimes it's just I like threes, so it'd be 83, 73, something like that.
Yeah, you're odd.
But we were trying to go to Dallas, and I was like, all right, we're cruising 93 to Dallas, Nick, let's go. And I hit the thing, and it goes, and I'm like, hey.
I told you.
What's the problem?
Breaking the speed limit, sir.
And yeah, I think it's probably like 10 over the speed limit. I'm sure if I read the update, it would tell me because, yeah, I think it was probably in an 80 and I slowed to 83 and it would set.
You were in an 80 on the way to Dallas? No.
No? There's no 80s?
No.
I bet you there's an 80.
There's no 80s.
There's 80s. At least a 75.
Yeah, there's no 80s on 35.
I bet you could do 80.
There's no legal 80 mile an hour on I-35.
I want to bet you $22, but last time you hoodwinked.
Surely they installed that so you can get through Gerald even faster.
They just
okay. I'm not saying. I'm like 99.9% sure on this one, but that Texas doesn't have, apart from on like that toll road, like that's 80. That is, and we all do 95 on that, but the toll road is 80. I don't believe that there's any part of 35 that's 80.
Get at us with your where on 35 is
street
there?
Street experts.
Yeah, speed limit. But Elon Musk, what are you doing? What did you do to my Tesla, man?
Is that a state-by-state legal thing, do you think, that they have
probably
to put some type of... I mean, doesn't mean you can't drive that fast, Jason.
I want to drive that
Elon
fast and do words
you
with friends, okay? And
I wish you wouldn't.
Well, I'm on autopilot, so it'll be fine, okay?
Those things are not 100%.
You watch me all the way. That's right. Neither are you.
I mean, okay. All of your terrible driving habits and behaviors, that was one of the least terrifying.
What is that?
Driving 110 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I also did enjoy just how scared you were of it. That was hilarious. he was trying so hard to just have it register on the speedometer.
Back down.
I've never gone over 103, and I was like, and it's mostly just because I want to make good time. I hate driving.
Sure.
And yeah. I was like, all right, Nick, for this stretch, we can do it. Let's go 110.
And
we did it. And then slowed down to 80. I was like, oh, yeah.
So you're really lucky because I was on a deserted highway, possibly in Colorado, but I could have still been in Texas. And I had just bought this pre-owned Mercedes. It was old as F. It was a 2008. And I guess that's not old as F, but it's still pretty old. But it had some welly in it. And there's one, all I could see is one Gigantor 18-wheeler. And I was like, and a speed limit sign that said 65, more like 105. Shunk, oh, beep, got it up there, no issue. Whip, 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 whip.
And you're like that guy from Police Academy right now. Sound effects.
Can do more. Then I was like,
that's because they knew you were a troublemaker. All right, the cops are like, that's a responsible Tesla driver. I'm sure.
I would never drive 110 like that on somewhere where there's tons of other vehicles and possibly accidents or anything that could happen on the road. It was a deserted highway. I'm looking all like there's nothing to be seen for miles.
I did it in Vegas going to Reno, and yeah, that's fun. It's fun to get up over 100 miles an hour.
Liza,
don't do it, kids.
Don't do it in town.
Liza,
right? Get out of town.
The G says you can go 80 on 35, and then includes a Google screenshot. There are stretches in Bexar County. That's San Antonio, right?
Yeah, that's not that way. Yeah.
From San Antonio to Austin, and allows 80 miles per hour. So,
all right. Well, then you got that a little bit down there, but certainly not going up in between Dallas and Austin. I don't know. I just have driven that road so many times, having used to live in Dallas and then Austin and then going back and forth, you know, a billion times with friends and such. I just don't remember ever seeing it.
I'm on TxDOT.gov, and they just say it's the toll roads. But
Sports brought to you by Waters International Realty. Jerry Jones was on the radio yesterday.
Jerry?
he does a, I think it's actually a bi-weekly radio appearance on the Cowboys flagship up there.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
And he's, I guess it's in the morning. somebody's eventually going to have to tell Jerry, hey, you're not allowed to go on the radio anymore. Like, we can't have
Where's
this.
Mrs. Jones?
We can't have this because, yeah, he's mean.
Is he?
Sometimes. I think it's in the morning, and he's, like, irritable. And so I'm like,
he's not his coffee yet.
Yeah, can we get Jerry a shower and a coffee before he goes on there? But particularly, you know, when the Cowboys are 2-5 and are coming off a disastrous game like they had on Sunday, he goes on, and anytime somebody challenges him on something, he gets real upset.
Does your team have a leadership void?
We're in the offensive line.
Overall,
seriously. Where would you have a leadership void? Is it an experience void? Is it a talent void? Is it a leadership void? I'm not trying to be cute here. The answer is no. The answer is no. Well, just shut up and let me answer. No.
Oh. Oh, what a terrible interview.
And let me answer.
That guy's probably so sick of having to deal with Jerry. Really, boss?
Well, you know
what's still
weird
have
too?
Jerry on?
You really, boss? Jerry basically owns the radio station. That station exists
because
they have the Dallas Cowboys. And so, yeah, he is their boss. But it's also, I mean, he's the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. If he wanted to come on this show, Jerry, you're welcome every week. Come tell us to shut up. I think it'd be great. You're not feeling that, Deb? That would be big time, right?
I think Jerry's...
Tell me about your process, Jerry.
Hopefully he doesn't remember our show.
Oh, yeah. He's been with us before.
I don't know if he does, if he'd come on.
It's fine. He actually did eventually apologize, he said, sorry if I was a little abrupt with you there. and then offered some kind of weird analogy.
Jerry, I think people are happy to know that you are extremely off. We know it, and we look forward to better days. Thank you.
There's one thing. There's an old adage. Don't an old man off with a little money. He'll get you.
Don't pee an old man off with a lot of money.
A little money.
With a little money.
Just a rich guy, yeah.
I think he said it in a terrible way.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't mess with an old man with money, because he'll get you.
What he was saying is that if you guys can
have the
me,
money,
I will make you disappear.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man, the Jerry, Jerry section over here is just tremendous.
I am a monkey fan.
So weird.
When I'm a Cowboys stadium or sitting at home, and I hear Papa John's pizza for Jerry Jones, yo, it lights me up like a Roman candle with toppings and flavor almost too good to handle.
Can you imagine? You just heard his interview. How many takes it took for Jerry to get this rap out?
Cowboys, 5 stars, what I get. It's like a Papa John's Pepsi, double threat.
I'd be willing to say that's not the real Jerry. They had to get a Jerry impersonator to come do that.
I guess that's kind of old now. Jerry might be slowing down, but... here, while I have you here, Jerry, this is the best one ever.
Picture if you were a driver of a car and you had a wreck and your hand was almost severed off, but you didn't understand your anatomy. You look down, you're spurting blood, you open the door and run to the woods and either die bleeding to death or shock. The educated man looks down, knows his anatomy, squeezes and knows his best chance is to wait for help. That's because he's been there a lot and done that. And so I'm waiting. I'm squeezing and waiting for help.
He's the educated man.
I am squeezing and waiting for help.
And now the Morning X chronicles the antics of that guy.
It is always just that guy, and their friends are usually normal.
You'd refuse the weekly Jerry visit? Come on, man. It's tremendous.
Fine, I would take it. But I would take it under pressure.
He'd be all about you, about you, man.
You're the one that he likes. Like, he's gonna hate this guy.
I love talking to Dennis.
Love you.
Yeah. Cause your pants too short, guy. Don't be that. Deb, I have done intense internet researches, and it has determined that, yes, those pants that I'm wearing in a now iconic photo on my Instagram are draped at the exact length that they are supposed to be. All right?
Give me another look at yours.
If you, we just tweeted a side-by-side.
Maybe the angle is different. Maybe it's the angle. It looks like they don't touch your shoes. But if they touch your shoes...
Look at the way... That is the...
Who is this guy you're looking at?
That's the model from the suit where I bought it, okay? That's the guy on the website says, this is how this is supposed to look.
I can see your socks. I can't see his socks.
Well, I'm also... wait a minute. Are you trying to say that my pants are not as low as the man's in the thing's pants? See, I think you just know which pants are mine.
I can and see you were your socks. I can't see his socks.
I can see your socks. What is your... First of all, why are you such a sock hater?
I'm not a sock hater. I'm just saying
you can see a sliver of sock.
Yeah.
It's a sliver of sock. It's poking through.
Let me look
at your feet. Let me see. I see a sock right there.
No, you don't.
I saw a sock.
Where?
I see skin.
Where?
I see skin.
Yeah, that's fine.
Those pants aren't low enough.
Skin is
so
fine.
So if I had no socks on, it would have been fine?
I'm not wearing a suit. These are cropped, ankle-zipped, skinny jeans.
I also have my hands in the pockets. If I take my hands out.
Man, this really got to you, didn't it?
It didn't get to me. Oh, I just like a, look. It's
like
one of those things.
2 or 3 weeks
when
ago.
When people say things that are just absurdly false, I didn't realize I was going to get inside your mind like this.
He thought he had like incontrovertible proof or whatever. Like he's a lawyer, and you just explained it away.
No, I see a sock.
All he has is this outrage. He's got to get himself. I'm gonna go home today.
I'm gonna go home today. I'm gonna put the pants back on. I will stand straight up and allow them to drape down.
I think that's a good idea, but because also whoever took the picture took it at a high angle, right? So we're looking down. I believe your trousers are even shorter than they look in that picture, because if you had a full-on, straight-on picture, you'd be able to see all the sock, not just that sliver. Sliver's at the angles. The angles, dude.
Also, don't mind my socks, all right? Don't mind my pants business, and don't mind.
I'm just saying, it's just a little high,
It is not. No, don't just say me, okay?
just
saying, guy.
Just like maybe an inch too high.
We tweeted the photo, right, Nick?
Instagram.
Put it on Twitter for the people, because don't have to go to Instagram to read the comments.
But then I can do the side by side picture, and I can do the original one with your hair. Don't zoom on the hair, but
you can
on
do that on Twitter as well. It's
I don't know how.
But how to tweet two photos at once?
Never
happened. Unbelievably complicated. Add Jason and Deb on Twitter.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.
Dr. Mark Malone from Advanced Pain Care on how the spinal cord stimulator blocks pain signals, bringing patients relief at last.
Spinal stimulation is an implantable device consisting of two tiny wires connected to a battery that are placed alongside the spine. These wires emit a tiny electronic signal that blocks the pain signal that travels on nerves.
Advanced Pain Care, 512-244-4272 or online, austinpaindoctor.com.